soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 31st, 2021. Cake is more than sugar and flour. And being a disciple of Jesus is more than simple head knowledge, a little reading of the Bible, and church going or not. There were certain Pharisees that believed in Jesus. They knew he was what he was. But Jesus told them, "If you continue in my word, you are my disciple indeed." Also, it's not those that say, "Lord, Lord," but it's those who do the will of my Father that is in heaven. See, there are many ingredients that make up a real believer in Jesus. They are regenerate people by the power of God, by faith. A faith that is of trust, faithfulness, and obedience. Jesus is the author of salvation for those that obey him. And a person loves him, then they do what he says. This is a major element in the ingredients of being an authentic Christian. I speak of this now because of the need. I see so many that are in total contradiction to what they say they believe. Lives that show they are not following Jesus. The perspectives they have, their understandings that are darkened from the truth that is in Jesus too. I observe more than a shallowness of the Word of God in their heart that bears little to no bona fide fruit of God. I see plastic fruit of religion, but that's not what God accepts. I read recently that a man with a pure heart God loves. They are accepted by him in all their ways that are unspotted. God loves righteousness, and this is what is acceptable to him, and that all that are wrought in the life by Jesus Christ. We are exhorted to examine our own selves whether we truly are in the faith. And that's the point of this discussion. Some people do not value their salvation, and hence they give it little attention, but token time doing religious activities they think will be enough. But there are others who sell all they have, as it were, to obtain the field that has the prize, which is the Lord and all he offers. They love the Lord more than anything, anyone, and their own lives too. In fact, you cannot be Jesus' disciple unless that is the case. He says so, and that's another part of the true faith. Look around and note the condition of the church world. Many can see the world itself is in a controlled demolition of destruction. The many walk the broad and wide way into it. The few seek and love the Lord, they walk in a straight and narrow path that leads to life. God offers those who love him to be in fellowship with him. We are to be in communion and union with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We are to walk in the light as he is in the light. We are to walk in the Spirit, being born again from above, from the Spirit, being born again by the Word of God. Being born anew by the word of truth, as James puts it. All that know God are taught by God. They all come to Jesus, just as he said in John 6:45. God teaches, but religious people select another instead of knockoff teacher. They follow men and women who relay words they heard and learned from others doing the same. And this is a corruption, and it's a diminishing of what God has ordained for his people. And the effect of this is apostasy, delusion, spiritual blindness, leaven, and being led off the mark. Jesus is the one that gives understanding, the apostles declared. God is the one that either reveals or he conceals based on the heart of each individual. If a person is faithful in little, they are given more. If they refuse to hear what the Lord directs, even what they have is taken away. And that is how we see people going backwards, even forgetting what they once knew, including God himself. They are those who forget God. There's more to the faith than a couple of aspects of spirituality or religiosity. We are to have the complete, whole counsel of God. We are to embrace the truth and nothing but the truth, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, not falsehood, not carnal activities that stem from the flesh. Think about Cain and understand, if you would. What I discern is how the majority of religious Jesus-professing people do not truly know the Lord. They know about him. They know things about him. But that's not enough. Or is it? The Lord, as the one and only good shepherd, leads his sheep. He warns them of dangers, and he leads them in wisdom, understanding, and perception that they are able to receive due to their pure heart. The ones who do not have a pure heart or are corrupted and defiled by disobedience, idolatry, and worldliness are walking dead men. Jesus says those who come to him and believe in him that sent him have eternal life and are not come under judgment and have passed out of death into life. They will never die. They may die physically, he said, but he will rise them again on the last day. Those in disobedience are dead, dead in their sins and trespasses. Jesus illustrated this about the Pharisees and scribes that were as dead men in tombs, with people walking over them unaware. And this is a spiritual reality. Are you aware that you walk around dead people, spiritually dead, with eyes to see but not seeing, having ears, hearing but not understanding? Nothing is new under the sun. See, you can't be a cake made with just sugar and flour. That is not cake. And you cannot be a disciple of Jesus if you do not continue in his abiding word that he speaks and is also written. His commandments are many, as written, spoken, and what he puts in each man's heart and mind. The very standard each person wishes to be treated is also part of the law of Christ. And these are the things Jesus will judge the living and the dead on the last day. In ancient times, the same thing was said about Israel. God said that Ephraim was half-baked. No one wants to eat half-baked bread. Nice and tasty on one side, only to be gooey slop on the other. And this is what God is saying now. He is looking for people to be complete in Christ. He is looking for a people that have grown up into Jesus as a mature man, inhabiting the glory of God, walking pleasing to him, able to hear and obey everything their Lord dictates. Because they love him, they will be found to be so. Lastly, we are to know the tree by its fruit, Jesus tells us. We can observe good fruit showing the reality of the activity of God's Spirit in a life, or we can see bad fruit that proves a person is not of God. God's people are people of truth, just as he is the God of truth. And when we observe religious people walking in lies, myths, deception, we know they are not in fellowship with God. Today, there is a worldwide coordinated event of deception underway. Through public and private organizations, they lead the masses into global government, calling for the populations to receive injections of deadly substances and technology. The psychological manipulation by use of media inculcation, mask wearing, and social distancing as they attempt to force the world into submission. Sadly, we see the churches of men lining up to submit themselves to the lie. They have been given over to believe it. They trust in man and do not know God. They are as sheep, so to speak, being led to the slaughter. But it ultimately is their own fault for refusing the voice of the Good Shepherd Jesus and obeying him. God had said in the past that his people were destroyed for lack of knowledge. In fact, they had rejected the true knowledge that comes from him. He therefore rejected them also. They just did not line up with all the elements that comprise a true disciple of God. They chose another way, other than the true way of the Lord that comes by following him alone. This is Trevor Davis, SoundingTheAlarm.com.